Ring cameras and their competition have created not only a privacy disaster, but also the potential for an Orwellian police state in the future, whether that's the police state by the state or the police state by the mega corporations. But what Ring and companies like it do is sell the promise of security to their customers, that's you, and then sell data collection and surveillance to governments and other corporations they partner with. People have built a connected web now of cameras where every neighborhood that has Ring cameras, every apartment complex is surveilling the hallways of the apartments, the streets of the neighborhood, and is able to track and use AI technology to identify people, cars, and even pets to effectively create a privately controlled surveillance network that is capable of providing state access. In the case of Amazon, which owns Ring, these private companies are also embedded with the government. The company recently paid Melania Trump, for example, tens of millions of dollars in talent fees. But they also have a lot of direct partnerships that we'll get into. Ring founder Jamie Siminoff recently rejoined the company and immediately began building more bridges between Ring and law enforcement agencies while integrating AI technologies into Ring software. Ring partnered with Taser and body cam company Axon Enterprise to allow Ring customers to share videos with local agencies in April 2025. And then Ring added video surveillance company Flock Safety as a partner in October. Ring introduced facial recognition technology with friendly branding of what they called familiar faces in December. All of this is in addition to Ring's previous track record of employees spying on thousands of women through their Ring cameras. Somehow these things get worse when considering other surveillance companies like Flock have investment from the Founders Fund, which is run by frequent flyer to Jeffrey Epstein's inbox and recipient of investment from Epstein, Peter Thiel. Ring and Flock aren't even the only ones, but the problem with these internet-connected cameras, especially doorbell cameras that use cloud-attached services and data centers, is that they can track anybody anywhere, and you don't know how that data is going to be useful at some point to somebody. This especially should be concerning because it's not even just the private companies that you need to worry about. It's also attackers. Maybe there's a vulnerability in the system, or maybe the U.S. government has pissed off someone that has state-backed hacking and cyber attack groups. For example, if the government associated with these companies that so desperately want to be part of the military-industrial complex is creating enemies, then you might get something like when Iran stated that Amazon is part of, quote, enemy technology infrastructure, end quote. And actually, Amazon even had a data center go offline in relation to a drone strike. Now, state-sponsored hackers are overlooked, but exist in nearly every nation. But there's also vulnerabilities from just normal breaches, or from terms of service and conditions you've agreed to with products where they can use this data for non-sinister things too, not just blackmail vectors, but selling you stuff, marketing. Don't worry though, because Ring Camera's founder wants you to know that AI will help keep everyone safer.
Our mission to make neighborhoods safer once felt like something we could always work towards, but probably never fully achieve. Today, I stand here believing that the advancements in AI have truly changed that.
The backlash has been a little bit around this concept of, like, is this surveillance? It's actually not. It's allowing your camera to be an intelligent assistant for you and then allowing you to be a great neighbor.
So really trying to take the AI and superpower it so that you are like that we're doing the work for you and you're only interacting with Ring when you need to.
The better the image quality, the more impact we can have with AI. I'm excited to announce Familiar Faces, a feature that transforms how your Ring camera can alert you. Using AI, we sample your camera's video quality multiple times per day for up to 2 weeks. And it only works because of our custom Edge AI silicon.
Alexa certainly will be the centerpiece as the agentic AI to it.
Ring's corporate overlord, Amazon, has added more AI capabilities to Ring cameras. The good news is that Amazon is trustworthy and has never been the subject of spying allegations.
Amazon has agreed to pay more than $30 million to settle allegations of privacy violations involving its voice assistant, Alexa, and Ring doorbell cameras.
Okay, right, not a good example, but it's not like Amazon's ever been accused of spying on kids or something.
Alexa! Amazon now has to fork over something like $25 million to settle allegations that Alexa violated the privacy rights of kids.
In another deep dive episode of the AI dystopian hellscape that we're currently witnessing rise, we're going to dig into Ring cameras and the public outcry against Ring's latest AI foray. And we found some pretty nasty connections here, and all these companies seem to be linked to each other and to the government. We brought you this video with our brand new wireframe V2 mouse mat on store.gamersnexus.net, also accompanied by our new MicroSlop t-shirt that's on its way to our warehouse right now. These feature a parody MicroSlop logo with a blue screen of death frowny face, warning marks from a vent viewer, and our rendition of Tux the Penguin hidden away, and of course, MicroSlop. So everyone you pass either thinks you work there for now, or they know your thoughts on AI. The wireframe V2 mouse mat on the GN store was made by Andrew on the team in Blender, fully 3D modeled, and then represented in a high-quality mouse mat that you see here. The mat can easily accommodate a keyboard and mouse, has fine detail with the city built of wireframe components for the heatsink, RAM, because let's be honest, it's the only place any of us can get any now, and cooling tubes, and we use a matching blue stitching for anti-fray with a blue rubber underside for some unique GN flair. We modeled these to ridiculous levels of depth in that there are things in the model that you can't even see in the product because we went that deep with it. Like, for example, the springs underneath the switch, underneath the keycap that's represented in the matte surface. Head to store.gamersaccess.net to support our deep dive independent research content like this directly. Recently, Ring showed millions of people a Super Bowl ad where Ring's new search party feature was able to find lost dogs.
One post of a dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs.
Competitor Wise quickly chimed in to parody them.
This is Milo. Pets are family, but every year 10 million of them go missing, and the ways we look for them haven't changed in years.
Except for all of these.
But what if we could make finding one lost dog require the computational power of a small, dictator-led nation state? Search Party from Ring uses AI to search through our tens of millions of cameras. We could find literally anyone, but we only use this technology to find lost dogs. Recently, we announced a partnership with over 5,000 law enforcement agencies, but we won't let them use this feature. This feature is just for dogs. Guess what? We've automatically opted your cameras in. Who has time to read settings? Not you. You're too busy being a hero, whether you know it or not. And the best part, it's free for everyone. We're just doing this out of the goodness of our hearts. Customers are loving Search Party, and so will you.
And that last frame we're showing is the best one. Ring's founder acted like he hadn't seen this, and then he called it imitation and said he's flattered that competition is copying them.
I hadn't even seen that, so art, the best thing is imitating art or something. There's some
exactly.
Sort of there's
art, some imitating there,
art,
life.
Art imitating life or something. There's something in there. I guess I'm honored that, you know, people want to copy what we do.
Which is some wild misdirection, seeing as Wise didn't copy them, they made fun of them. But Ring also had a partnership with Flock Safety, and Flock Safety has faced accusations of a partnership with ICE. So it turns out the lost dogs might actually stand for people. And the search party might stand for roving gangs of untrained paramilitary going door to door. The backlash over privacy concerns was swift and predictable. Ring subsequently stated that it canceled its partnership with Flock Safety, blaming difficulties with integration. Certainly nothing to do with the public's concerns about Flock's data being accessible to federal agencies like ICE, but this is only a bump in the road since Ring plans to implement more integrations with other, quote, established providers in the future, end quote. Now, 404 Media reported on internal emails from Ring's CEO, where he said features like Search Party will help Ring, quote, zero out crime in neighborhoods, end quote, which he has also said publicly.
It's always crazy to say something like zero out crime, but it's a good goal to have. And I think that's what we're trying to do is take the goal of like, how far can we go in affecting this now with AI?
So he, the operator of a private company, wants to zero out crime with AI and surveillance capabilities. As for the privacy concerns, Ring is whitewashing its surveillance apparatus, whose data centers, again, are now the target of a nation that the U.S. is at war with images of puppies, and then stating that people are just misinformed about the technology. It's only going to be used to find puppies.
A lot of it's, I'll call it, it's not misinformation, it's a misunderstanding of how the system works.
If it can identify a dog, they can identify a person. Ring's partnership with Flock is dead, they say. But Ring software still enables law enforcement to request footage through its integration with Axon. Axon works with the Department of Homeland Security agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and Customs and Border Protection. And federal agencies share information with each other, as well as state, local, tribal, and international partners using tools like Palantir's Immigration OS system for ICE. With Palantir being the Teal-backed and NVIDIA-backed military-industrial surveillance company, even though Ring and Flock insist that they don't work with ICE, federal agencies often obtain evidence from local police agencies, which do work with Ring and Flock. We live in a world where millions of security cameras are recording all of the time, and that means that whether or not you own one, you're probably getting tracked by them. It's okay to have security cameras. The problem is when they're cloud connected, especially when they're consumer grade security cameras that are on homes and neighborhoods, on doors of apartments and complexes. They're cloud connected to someone else's drives in someone else's data center, storing it to then be maybe even just used as training data. If not, for more sinister purposes. And security cameras do serve a purpose for security. But the mega corporations have managed to shift people away from ownership and self-hosting of your security devices, moving it all into the cloud where they can basically do whatever they want with the data. And unfortunately, if your neighbors are using cloud-connected services, even if you're self-hosted, it's still a risk for everyone around them. Amazon bought Ring in 2018 for a paltry $1 billion, an amount so little that you could launch drones and missiles for a full day. And Ring said the two companies would, quote, accelerate the mission to reduce crime in neighborhoods, end quote, after the sale closed. Ring's founder, Jamie Siminoff, left the company in 2023, shortly before the FTC fined Amazon $5.8 million for privacy violations and accused Ring employees of, quote, illegally surveilling, end quote, customers. But that's right in line with the Amazon family, because the FTC also charged Amazon $25 million in 2023 for violating children's privacy laws by keeping recordings produced with Alexa. Siminoff returned in 2025, years later, as Ring's chief inventor. He's the one who recently made many of the partnerships with law enforcement agencies. Ring's journey started from humble beginnings before it was even known as Ring, and managed to manufacture itself an image of an underdog, partly in thanks to when it was called DoorBot, and when Siminoff unsuccessfully pitched the product on the investment show Shark Tank.
I just don't see that progression, and for that reason, I'm out.
I'm wrestling with where this goes in the market.
All of the Shark investors passed on it, except for Kevin O'Leary, a.k.a. Mr. Wonderful, who, like a knockoff Vito, gave Siminoff an offer he had to refuse.
I'll give you $700,000. I want a 10% royalty. That drops down to 7 after I recoup the $700,000, and I get 5% of the company's equity today.
Fast forward to 2018, Amazon purchased the company for $1.15 billion. It would also be the second largest acquisition Amazon made at the time, but it would be the giant e-tailer's first Rings of Power to work toward its other reign of power, the Eye of Bezos. Siminoff recently reflected on that moment.
And I left there without money that I truly needed at the time. I mean, I left there like in shambles. I was in tears when I left.
On May 31st, 2023, the FTC concluded that Ring, quote, illegally surveilled customers, end quote, failed to stop hackers from taking control of users' cameras, end quote. The FTC ordered the company to pay users $5.8 million as a result. The FTC wrote, quote, Ring deceived its customers by failing to restrict employees and contractors' access to its customers' videos, using customer videos to train algorithms, among other purposes, without consent, and failing to implement security safeguards, end quote. In what is basically the worst privacy nightmare for a lot of people, the FTC continued, quote, one employee over several months viewed thousands of video recordings belonging to female users of Ring cameras that surveilled intimate spaces in their homes, such as their bathrooms or bedrooms, end quote. Perhaps more worrying is that Ring wasn't able to deduce how widespread this misconduct was within the company, because, as the FTC put it, quote, Ring failed to implement basic measures to monitor and detect employees' video access, end quote. The commission also accused Ring of failing to, quote, implement standard security measures to protect customers' information from two well-known online threats, credential stuffing and brute force attacks, end quote, despite credential stuffing attacks that had already occurred in 2017 and 2018. Ring's shortcomings here led to attackers gaining access to 55,000 Ring users, quote, stored videos, live video streams, and account profiles, end quote. In a particular instance of abuse as a result, the FTC wrote that hackers, quote, taunted several children with racist slurs, propositioned individuals, and threatened a family with physical harm if they didn't pay a ransom, end quote. Then, acting director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, Samuel Levine, stated at the time, quote, Ring's disregard for privacy and security exposed consumers to spying and harassment, end quote. Fortunately, that's all in the past, and Ring owned up to the debacle with transparency. I'm just kidding. The company didn't admit any wrongdoing. On December 9th, 2019, Gizmodo, I think it's pronounced with a G rather than a J, reported that by analyzing the network traffic of Ring's neighbor's app, they discovered a technical oversight in how data was transmitted. This traffic contained, quote, hidden geographic coordinates with up to 6 decimal points of precision, end quote, a level of detail the publication noted was, quote, accurate enough to pinpoint roughly a square inch of ground, end quote. To verify the scale of this exposure, Gizmodo cross-referenced its findings with a PhD student at MIT who had mapped every Ring video shared on the app since 2017. A few days later, on December 19, 2019, TechCrunch reported that a security researcher had, quote, found on the dark web 1,562 unique email addresses and passwords associated with Ring doorbell passwords, end quote, which could be used to log into and view from the cameras. The publication added, quote, the researcher reported the findings to Amazon, which owns the Ring brand, but Amazon asked that the researcher not discuss their findings publicly, end quote. In January 2021, TechCrunch reported that a, quote, security flaw in Ring's neighbor's app was exposing the precise locations and home addresses of users who had posted to the app, end quote. That sounds familiar. Roughly 2 weeks before the FTC sued Ring in 2023, founder Siminoff left the company, and in his stead, Liz Hamron stepped in as the new CEO and also the new chief I'm getting sued now officer. Hopefully she's more privacy-minded. Liz Hamron steps in as the new Discord COO. Hamron served as Discord's chief operating officer from 2021 up until she became the CEO of Ring in March 2023. Siminoff wouldn't be gone long, however, and returned to his precious in 2025. Here's a clip of him taking up the mantle to become the company's CEO again. This time, he's back with a renewed interest in AI. In a company post, Siminoff wrote, quote, the AI transformation happening right now is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I think we're super well-positioned with helpful and practical AI features like smart video search. It's just the start here. We're just scratching the surface of what we can do with AI, end quote. That leads us to where we are today and the bulk of our research for this piece, which is Ring's expansion into the AI world, and in particular, in addition to its AI-powered search party functionality, its rapid expansion into law enforcement partnerships. On January 24th, 2024, Consumer Reports wrote that Ring, quote, had partnered with over 2,500 local law enforcement agencies, end quote. This is particularly concerning when you consider that there's an estimated 10 million Ring cameras in the U.S. As part of its partnership, Ring expands on its creepy past by adding a creepy future. It gives away Ring cameras to law enforcement agencies to then be distributed into the community. It's like some kind of honeypot. It's one thing if the government's going to openly surveil citizens with cameras on public property and public places. It's another if they're like, here's a camera to put in your home. I mean, this is like, let's just take this a step further. Let's just say that the law enforcement agencies start giving out air tags, GPS trackers that they've also registered to their devices for you to put on your car, in your backpack, well, in your laptop. Like that, I don't understand how anyone could be handed a cloud-connected security device by a law enforcement officer of any agency and not feel uncomfortable about it. In a story titled, quote, Amazon's helping police build a surveillance network with Ring doorbells, end quote, CNET and holder to Most Literal Title Possible Award reported, quote, in Hampton, Virginia, police received 15 free Ring cameras after partnering with the company in March. The police department is still figuring out what neighborhoods they're going to distribute those cameras to, end quote. We're sure they can profile one soon enough. Police could then request video evidence from Ring cameras via the device's Neighbors app, with CNET reporting that they didn't need to provide details for why they're requesting those clips. This allowed law enforcement to jump through a legal loophole, as the publication explained. Quote, multiple cities have laws requiring a public process to debate how police use and buy surveillance technology. But when police and Amazon convince private residents to buy these cameras, it's essentially circumventing that process, end quote. As for the free cameras given out by the cops, I guess they're just learning from the drug lords they bust. The first one's for free. Associate professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, Eric Pisa, explained an emerging conflict of interest as a result of this partnership. Quote, as policing becomes more technology-driven, we have this new issue of police acting in the interest of commercial enterprises, end quote. And we've heard that before. Somehow, Darius Khan from the UK, from our recent investigation into Sega, cooperating with the City of London Police, who we felt were operating on the behalf of Sega, had a perfect quote to describe the situation.
If that is not an example of state power of intrusion being delegated to two private companies, I don't know what is.
Back in 2019, then Bloomfield Police Department Detective Bureau Commander Captain Vincent Kearney explained that the proliferation of Ring cameras has widely expanded law enforcement's eyes and ears, stating, quote, there's probably 10 times as many Ring cameras as we have anything else, end quote. ACLU of Southern California staff attorney Mohammed Tajzar reflected on Ring's partnership with law enforcement and said, quote, what we have here is a perfect marriage between law enforcement and one of the world's biggest companies, creating conditions for a society that few people would want to be a part of, end quote. The good news is that due to privacy criticisms, the company paused law enforcement's ability to request video evidence from Ring cameras in early 2024. The bad news is that on April 22nd, 2025, Ring essentially brought the feature back when it partnered with Axon. In its press release, Axon wrote, quote, the integration gives Ring customers the choice to securely and privately share video footage with investigators in active cases. When a crime occurs, law enforcement defines a geofenced area and time frame. That request is sent to Ring customers, who can then choose whether to share relevant footage, end quote. Axon is a controversial company for a lot of reasons. When it got its start, it was known as Taser International, which was known for selling tasers, obviously. That itself isn't a problem. But the company was developing a taser drone in 2022, which, according to NPR, was so hated that it caused 9 members of its own AI ethics board to resign over concerns that it would be, quote, weaponizing drones in over-policed communities of color, end quote. Those on the ethics board reportedly stated that they had, quote, lost faith in Axon's ability to be a responsible partner, end quote. But Axon emphasizes the important part of its culture. Cult. Cult is the important part of culture. Employees were reportedly encouraged to tase themselves or get company logos tattooed on themselves as a measure of commitment.
In the face!
Axon also has multiple partnerships, like with ICE and CBP. The New York-based newsroom Documented reported, quote, at the federal level, Axon executives lobbied for a slice of the Trump administration's $64 billion of DHS spending, and the company now holds multi-year contracts with agencies including ICE and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, end quote. In September 2025, leveraging its partnership with Axon, Ring launched its Community Requests feature, which the company presented as, quote, a new way to help your community, end quote. With the tool, Ring's end customers can report an incident and provide a specific time and location of the event. And Rings of a Feather flock together. Or something. The following month, on October 16th, 2025, Ring announced its partnership with video surveillance company Flock, which is another company that's no stranger to controversy. The ACLU writes that Flock is, quote, building a dangerous nationwide mass surveillance infrastructure, end quote. And regardless of what civil liberty groups say, on its own blog, Ring itself elaborated, quote, we're excited to announce the expansion of community requests to local public safety agencies using Flock Safety's Nova platform, or Flock OS. Flock Nova and Flock OS are secure platforms designed to assist public safety agencies in their evidence collection and investigative work, end quote. We look forward to learning about them at their university. Flock U. Flock's cameras are known for being able to scan vehicle license plates and are able to identify the make and model of cars, with some of them reportedly able to identify what the drivers look like while driving them. You could also even identify someone by how their car looks. Maybe there's a lot of a Honda Civic certain year on the road. If the car has certain bumper stickers, you might be able to identify what their political leanings are, what places they frequent, and build a profile on who that person is. Like Axon, Flock's tech has also aided ICE and its mass surveillance network to lay the groundwork for a potential police state. As we've said before, the only real difference between a nation-implemented surveillance apparatus, like, for example, China is constantly discussed for, and the one that we're starting to see in the U.S., is who's implementing it. And in this case, private companies, it almost seems more sinister. It's easier for them to squirm away from things. they can nest their partnerships within other companies to kind of hide just how bad it is, like we're talking about here. And ultimately, the government is still getting access to it anyway. It's just done through this veil of commerce and private companies where they're selling you security, just like a country would sell you security when it implements the surveillance apparatus. It's just this time, you don't know how many places that's being bought and sold as data packages to other companies. This can be used for things that are still evil, but are maybe less obviously evil, such as, for example, looking at the address that's registered for your Ring camera, looking at what kind of car you drive, looking at what neighborhood your house is in and what it might be worth, or just the address to know what it's worth. Any of these things, theoretically, feasibly, could be used to identify your level of wealth. And as we've said in the past, it could be used for algorithmic pricing, which is already being rolled out in some actual grocery chains in the U.S., to determine how much you're willing to pay before you no longer are willing to pay more. And it suppresses everyone financially to the point just below they would break to extract the most money out of them. All of this stuff is valuable and evil, just in different ways. It affects different people. So these are some of the theoretical use cases for this data. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden investigated Flock and, in a letter to the company, wrote, quote, "I conducted further oversight and have determined that Flock cannot live up to its commitment to protect the privacy and security of Oregonians. Abuse of Flock cameras is inevitable, and Flock has made it clear it takes no responsibility to prevent or detect that," end quote. According to Wyden, law enforcement members could use Flock to, quote, "search data collected through their cameras," end quote. And even though Ring and Flock have both emphasized working to support local public safety officers, coupled with the fact that Flock says it does not work with ICE, Wyden revealed that federal agents leaned on local law enforcement to use Flock's capabilities to track down migrants, with the senator writing, quote, "Local law enforcement ran searches at the request of federal agents, again, for immigration-related purposes," end quote. And as a reminder, again, ICE has repeatedly arrested legal immigrants. It's arrested green card holders, citizens. ICE has also taunted protesters with their addition to databases and their designation as domestic terrorists.
Because we have a nice little database.
Oh, good.
And now you're considered a domestic terrorist.
So this is not something being used exclusively for stopping the worst of the worst. That's just how they sell it to you, to ease the acceptance. Urging people to get the Flock out, Wyden concluded his letter, writing, quote, "In my view, local elected officials can best protect their constituents from the inevitable abuses of Flock cameras by removing Flock from their communities," end quote. While it doesn't tase its employees like Axon, that we know of, one shocking thing about Flock is that one of its founders includes the Founders Fund. Which leads to the question, who funds the Founders Fund founding the Founders? Is it the Founders, Founders, Founders? We found out. It's actually Jeffrey Epstein associate Peter Thiel. In case you're not familiar with him, Thiel is a multi-billionaire and is considered the don of the PayPal Mafia, which represents a group of elite tech investors. So we found the Founders Fund, Founders, Founders, Founder, and he has penned a blog post saying, quote, "I no longer believe freedom and democracy are compatible." And he also infamously paused for a really, really long time when asked if humanity should endure.
You would prefer the human race to endure, right? You're hesitating.
Yeah, well,
I
don't know. I would
this is a long hesitation. This is a long hesitation.
There's so many questions implicit in this.
Should the human race survive?
Word on the street is also, if you say Peter Thiel three times fast, the Antichrist appears. Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel.
Palantir, Palantir, Palantir.
Well, I love the idea of getting a drone and having light fentanyl-laced urine spraying on analysts who tried to screw us.
Oh, that's right. Thiel is also behind NVIDIA partner Palantir, which...
our product is used on occasion to kill people.
And which NVIDIA says...
we work with Palantir to accelerate everything Palantir does.
While promoting his new book, Ding Dong, Chief Dana Elena Siminoff pushed the new search party Dingleberry in October 2025. Siminoff told The Verge that the company aims to, quote, "make neighborhoods safer," end quote. The CEO believes that Ring cameras, coupled with AI, will be able to get, quote, "very close to zero out crime." As long as you're only counting crimes committed by non-billionaires, that is. Speaking to the publication, he shared his timeline for this vision, quote, "I don't think it's 10 years away. That's in 12 to 24 months. Maybe even within a year," end quote. Now, this was published in October of 2025, so it's been almost half a year. they're about halfway to that 12-month goal of zero crime. The author of Ding Dong acted like a dingbat when he downplayed the risk that his vision imposed for privacy. Quote, when you look at these, quote, controversies, what's sad about it is it's just misinformation. They're not controversies. Police asking people anonymously for their video is not a controversy. Famous last words, because next, Ring debuted its highly controversial Super Bowl commercial for its search party feature for dogs. The 30-second ad tried to manipulate the heartstrings by showing a little girl crying as she and her father put up pictures of their lost dog around the neighborhood. As Siminoff explained in the ad,
Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs.
Be a hero in your neighborhood with Search Party. Available to everyone for free right now.
This prompted YouTube comments like, quote, this is like the commercial they show at the beginning of a dystopian sci-fi film to quickly show people how bad things have gotten. Glad people are freaking out. This is dystopia becoming reality. I'm glad most people were instantly able to clock how bad this is. Amazon thinks we're all stupid and will fall for this angle. End quote. And even George Orwell chimed in from his grave. Quote, boy, did I call it or what? End quote. That brings us back to camera competitor Wyze, who created its amazing parody not parody commercial.
You can find literally anyone, but we only use this technology to find lost dogs.
Within 4 days of the backlash from the Super Bowl ad, Ring canceled its partnership, it says, with Flock, with a definitely not related bullshit excuse. The company isn't backtracking on its surveillance efforts, though. It wrote, quote, community requests remain a core feature of Ring's mission, end quote. It simply chalked up the partnership cancellation to, logistics, writing, quote, following a comprehensive review, we determined the planned Flock safety integration would require significantly more time and resources than anticipated. As a result, we've made a joint decision to cancel the planned integration, end quote. To date, Ring still works with Axon and what we'll call the Axon of Evil. But by default, Ring opts users in to the search party feature. So users should opt out if they feel uncomfortable with this. But of course, it'd be better to just literally not use Ring at all, except then you'd hurt the founder's feelings. If you do opt out, just know that a billionaire, Siminoff, will consider you a bad person, as he explained in an interview.
Okay, I'm a bad person. I don't want to help with the dog in the neighborhood. That's fine. You can do that. Like, we allow you to do that. And no one will ever know. And your privacy information is all fine.
That gaslighting sounds familiar.
Their intentions are clearly deeply conflicted, and their intentions are clearly, you know, not completely in the best interest of society.
In another interview, Siminoff likened not opting into search party as similar to not helping reunite a lost dog with its owner.
This is no different than if you found a dog in your backyard and you looked on their collar and you called the number. All we're doing is, when it's found on your Ring camera, we're saying, you know, hey, Jamie, this dog looks like this dog. Do you want to contact your neighbor? If you say no, it would be the same thing as that dog being in your backyard of just throwing it into the next backyard.
Except it isn't anything like that. It is literally completely different. This is like so stupid to argue with because it's completely non-fucking sequitur. Like, the entire concept is different. You didn't find a dog in your backyard and call your neighbor. Your camera automatically tagged things it thinks are dogs and also probably people in cars and everything else after surveilling everything and everyone on the street and then through automated systems that your neighbors may not realize that they and you are using, it mapped it back to a person. That's not the same thing as finding a dog in your backyard. Later in the interview, he suggested that search party just allows you to be a great neighbor.
It's allowing your camera to be an intelligent assistant for you and then allowing you to be a great neighbor.
And we're sure your neighbors will appreciate you being a great neighbor the next time the feds knock on their door for being against the party. This is made all the worse when you consider MIT's study titled, quote, The Cop and Your Neighbor's Doorbell, Amazon Ring and the Spread of Participatory Mass Surveillance, end quote, which stated, quote, we show that users actively frame video subjects as criminal and suspicious, that the race of a neighborhood has a significant impact on posting rates, and provide some evidence that the neighbor's app may be used as a racial gatekeeping tool, end quote. Ring's capabilities go beyond tracking what a dog looks like. Back in December, the company revealed that its devices use AI for facial recognition. The company's support page elaborates, quote, after you turn on familiar faces in your Ring app, your camera learns to recognize people over time, similar to how you recognize friends and family. When your camera sees that person again, you receive a personalized notification, such as Chris at front door, instead of there's a person at your front door. Even though familiar faces is opt-in, as Senator Ed Markey pointed out, its existence is still problematic. Quote, although Amazon stated the Ring doorbell owners must opt in to activate the new facial recognition feature, that safeguard does not extend to individuals who are unknowingly captured on video by a Ring doorbell camera. These individuals never receive notice, let alone the opportunity to opt in or out of having their faces scanned and logged in a database using facial recognition technology. To put it plainly, Amazon's system forces non-consenting bystanders into a biometric database without their knowledge or consent. This is an unacceptable privacy violation, end quote. Nonprofit digital rights group Electronic Frontier Foundation echoed Markey's statement, writing, quote, Amazon Ring's upcoming face recognition tool has the potential to violate the privacy rights of millions of people and could result in Amazon breaking state biometric privacy laws, end quote. In addition to Ring capturing biometric data, we also have other concerns, like public agencies sharing Ring information and data across departments and agencies. Ring states that federal agencies are unable to request footage through the community request tool. A Ring spokesperson told Consumer Reports that, quote, it has always been our policy that only local police are able to create community requests, and local public safety agencies can only request videos for themselves, end quote. However, the Ring spokesperson continued by saying, quote, customers do not have the ability to request footage not be shared with other police agencies, end quote. In other words, to clear up that language, as Consumer Reports said, quote, that means your footage could eventually be shared with other government agencies, and you don't have a way to get the videos deleted, end quote. As we mentioned earlier with Senator Wyden's example about local law enforcement sharing information with federal officials, government entities have shared data and evidence across departments before. In February 2026, The Guardian co-published an investigation by The 74, a nonprofit news agency covering the U.S. education system. The investigation said that police departments have shared camera data with the Department of Homeland Security. According to The Guardian's report, quote, multiple law enforcement leaders acknowledged they conducted the searches in the audit logs to help the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, enforce federal immigration laws, end quote. The audit logs come from Texas school districts that work with flock safety. As another example, ICE's 287G program authorizes local and state law enforcement to, quote, perform specified immigration officer functions under ICE's direction and oversight, end quote. ICE has three 287G program models for agencies. In the task force model, officers have some limited immigration authority and can share information directly with ICE. Meanwhile, the government is improving how it's sharing information. So we'll go through an example with the Department of Homeland Security, where the DHS has a program called Law Enforcement Information Sharing Initiative, or LEIS, aka LIES. The program is intended to, quote, ensure the right information is delivered to the right persons at the right time and the right way, end quote. On ICE's website, LIES described its information sharing as such. Quote, LIES serves as an active advocate in support of law enforcement information sharing, both internal and external to DHS. DHS designated ICE as the lead for law enforcement information sharing, which includes those programs that involve biometrics for DHS and for all law enforcement component agencies. LIES coordinates throughout the law enforcement community to improve the understanding of information needs, provide leadership in resolving policy issues that may inhibit law enforcement information sharing, and develop approaches to overcome traditional barriers to information sharing, end quote. Another Department of Homeland Security website describes LIES as, quote, a non-public-facing web service that functions as a back-end superhighway data sharing system, end quote. So first of all, this federal program encourages information sharing, including biometrics, with local level and state law enforcement agencies. Secondly, the government wants to resolve policy issues that get in their way, or as they said, quote, may inhibit law enforcement information sharing, end quote, to overcome them as barriers to sharing that information. In other words, regulations that protect you are in their way, and they need ways to work around them with loopholes. Considering the federal government explicitly said that it wants to do this, who knows where Ring camera videos or data from any other consumer security devices that are cloud connected go once officials get it. That's kind of our concern here. And Ring cameras and consumer security cameras at large present a lot of problems for privacy. But people don't take it seriously enough. Where I think, thanks to things like clicking accept cookies when you get a privacy notice on a web page, people just, you view it as, well, I don't have any privacy anyway. This is a lot worse than that. This is real world shit where people can track you and build a profile on you. And these cameras also present new vectors for law enforcement agencies to be able to use parallel construction. Parallel construction is also known as evidentiary laundering. Wikipedia defines it as a, quote, process of building a parallel or separate evidentiary basis for a criminal investigation in order to limit disclosure as to origins of an investigation, end quote. In a 2018 webinar description, the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers said, quote, this practice allows the government to obscure secret surveillance technologies and programs or potentially illegal investigative methods from those accused in criminal cases and the public at large, unquote. The concept is that law enforcement agencies may suspect someone of wrongdoing for unlawfully obtained evidence. For example, if they execute a warrantless search or search the wrong location with the wrong warrant on a house and can't admit that evidence to court because it was illegally obtained, they could then obtain surveillance footage of an individual without a warrant and lawfully with these companies they partner with and find a different reason to engage with that person, then utilize the new evidence as a retroactive means to build a parallel case, which is where parallel construction comes from, against that person. For example, this could manifest itself in the form of pulling over an individual because their taillight is out, something that you might know by following the individual through camera systems that are already deployed so you know where they are and you have that excuse to pull them over. That might then provide the authorities the excuse they need to pursue further with the new legally obtained through separate means or planted evidence. Prior reporting confirms the use of parallel construction by government officials. In 2013, Reuters published an exclusive piece on the use of parallel construction by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. According to the Reuters article found via the Wayback Machine, the DEA was, quote, funneling information from intelligence intercepts, wiretaps, informants, and a massive database of telephone records to authorities across the nation to help them launch criminal investigations of Americans, end quote. Reuters reviewed updated documents that said federal agents are, quote, trained to recreate the investigative trail to effectively cover up where the information originated, a practice that some experts say violates a defendant's constitutional right to a fair trial, end quote. Anonymous DEA officials told Reuters that the parallel construction process needed to be secret in order to, quote, protect sources and investigation methods, end quote. And one DEA official told Reuters, quote, parallel construction is a law enforcement technique we use every day. It's decades old, a bedrock concept, end quote. But that gets even worse when there's cameras everywhere that they're partnering with, and it doesn't take much imagination to see how evidence obtained through Ring cameras or any private security apparatus could be used by law enforcement in parallel construction, whether or not you actually did something wrong. And our privacy concerns with Ring didn't just disappear after the company canceled its partnership with Flock for so-called logistics reasons 4 days after massive outcry or whatever it was. Ring was already extensively working with law enforcement and adding more AI integration into its products. Dropping Flock just serves as a convenient way for them to pretend like they were never doing that. Even according to several media outlets, the company has sold tens of millions of devices and they're enabling AI features on them. It's not just Ring. There are security cameras everywhere now, which is fine. But the cloud-connected cameras are the real concern. Home security site SafeHome estimated that 52% of U.S. households have at least one security camera as of 2024. This figure doesn't include cameras or recording equipment on other electronics, so phones, tablets, voice assistants, and cars are not counted. Take it a step further, nothing stops at this point the millions of Tesla cars on the road from becoming the greatest distributive surveillance network that exists on the planet, and it's on wheels. And that's especially true considering Musk's ties to government.
A Reuters special report has found that employees of Tesla, the largest electric vehicle maker in the world, privately shared sometimes highly invasive videos and images recorded by the car's cameras. That's according to interviews with 9 former employees.
This stuff, it can happen in ways that seem unexpected. The camera in a car might be useful for a scene to the side or seeing if someone intentionally keyed your car. It can also be used feasibly for a surveillance network. And again, it might not even be that by the company that provides the service or by the government that you live under. It could also be by state-sponsored attackers where they're monitoring it. Maybe you're not interesting, you think, to them, But you don't know who you might interact with or at what point you might become interesting to somebody as a target. Maybe you come into some money and now suddenly there's a reason to blackmail you. In addition to the community request feature that police can use to ask Ring customers for video, Ring provides content to agencies directly. Ring's law enforcement guidelines say it does not, quote, disclose user information in response to government demands unless they're required to comply and it's properly served on us, end quote. Further, Ring says it has access to a customer's video only if that customer had a current Ring subscription or free trial in place at the time of the event. Ring publishes reports every 6 months about the requests it receives from law enforcement. In Ring's last report covering July to December 2025, Ring said it disclosed information 2,612 times in total. Ring described 1,077 of these disclosures as, quote, content information, end quote, meaning that they could include videos and recordings. Ring does not provide specifics about what it calls emergency requests. Ring says it, quote, reserves the right to respond immediately to urgent law enforcement requests for information in cases involving imminent danger of death or serious physical injury to any person, end quote. Ring's biannual reports do not provide details about emergency requests or national security requests. That means that even these first-party reports, which are already inherently untrustworthy, also are obliquely described as opaque, seeing as anything at this point can be a national security interest. Tariffs were, for example. So we couldn't find any policies preventing recordings and information from traveling between agencies or corporations once obtained by one. Ring is actively working with thousands of police departments and increasing its partnerships with public entities. And meanwhile, the federal government is trying to make sharing biometric information across jurisdictions easier. Ring says it maintains its customers' privacy and promotes safety, with neighbors working together. But Ring also deflects any criticism, stating that its devices could be used for surveillance and whitewashes privacy concerns by saying you can be a hero in your neighborhood. So despite what Ring says, at this point, users of it are actively building one of the largest distributed surveillance networks in the world that's not controlled by a government, technically. And rather than the U.S. government building more surveillance infrastructure and having to ease the acceptance of it and get the community to not resist in a major way, corporations can sell the security devices to individual consumers, to businesses, and then enable law enforcement to access the data from consumer devices. And you don't need a warrant for that either. We have privacy until we don't. And once we no longer have privacy, the lack of it is normalized by society and by neighbors. And you become the weird one for not having a Facebook account or for not having a Ring camera on your door. And we're not getting that back. It's an Overton window issue where it's shifting. And just like the cookies example on websites earlier, you slowly shift that window to keep testing what's acceptable and push the boundary. And if it's bit by bit, it becomes invisible as those rights are eroded. And privacy here is, it's not just like, oh, they're tracking what websites I visit. This is tracking you in the physical world, who you talk to, who your friends are, who your associates are, what bumper stickers are on your car that might indicate things that are useful. Maybe it's something as simple as an indicator of your level of wealth and what neighborhood you live in so they can target ads at you. Or maybe it's something that could be used as a blackmail or a control vector. For example, if an administration takes control that would prefer you not be a problem for them, whatever that might mean. So if you want to take the phrase from Ring, be a hero, our suggestion would be to not use Ring. It's that simple. You can look up self-hosted doorbell cameras or things like Ring alternatives, self-hosted. Find something, if you're even a little bit technically capable, that you can own the data storage devices for, and that ideally is, if connected to the internet, is not connected to a data center, and you're able to kind of firewall the access to your NVR, your local recording device, or whatever it may be, to keep these corporations and the governments out of it. So that's it for this one. Pretty big research piece and deep dive. We could use your help as always. in continuing the efforts on this channel, which we, again, are, for as long as we can keep it up, running without any baked-in third-party ads. It's just our store ads and then YouTube AdSense in here as well, Patreon. So we could use your help. If you like this reporting, go to store.cameranexus.net. If there's nothing you need to buy from us right now, although that is the best way, just because it also keeps our warehouse team busy, you can scroll down to the bottom of the store page. There's a donate button if you prefer. Thanks for your support. Thanks for watching. This is a serious situation, and just recently someone was asking me about getting a Ring camera, not knowing any of this. And I pushed them to a self-hosted solution. And I think that's what we, people who are technical, sort of have a responsibility to do. If you want to help, if you feel like I can't do anything, I'm kind of small on this whole thing, and you know, I'm just an unwilling participant in this bullshit that's going on, it's actually a lot less true than you think. Because if you're technical, you have sort of, in the very least, a small level of immediate influence over your friends, your family, colleagues who go to you probably for technical advice. And one of the things you can do is view it maybe like you're volunteering for a greater good effort, which is what I sort of was just doing with my time of, okay, Ring's easy. That's why people get it. This person's asking me, they're accepting my advice when I say don't use Ring. I really need to give them a solution, an alternative. And if I have to help them set that up, in this case, that's fine. Like, there's a lot of times I don't want to be tech support. In this case, I'm okay with being tech support if it means chipping away at these disgusting surveillance overreach systems that are in place one user at a time. And I think if everybody views it that way, you know, it's not going to kill Ring or companies like it, but you can at least get the ball rolling. So that's it for this one. Thanks for watching. Subscribe for more. Go to store.cameranexus.net. We'll see you next time. While promoting his new book, Ding Dong, Chief Dana Lynn Semenoff pushed the new search party Dingleberry in October 2025. Okay. The author of Ding Dong acted like a ding bat when...